Hello everyone, I would like to do a sound check to start with. Can you hear me well? Thumbs up. Okay, thank you. So we'll have some time for a guided meditation this afternoon. Before we start that, I would like to just say a few words and offer a few reflections as we move into a new way of looking. So this morning, Nathan offered the anicca impermanence way of looking at our experience as a way of finding some level of release, seeing experience through that lens of seeing change appearing, disappearing, and changing in between with any of the sense doors. And this afternoon we'll be introducing the second way of looking that we're offering on this retreat, which is the dukkha way of looking. And it may not sound very attractive as we hear the word dukkha, and quite understandably we have been, if we have been practicing in these circles, we have heard the word dukkha and the different translations that it has around suffering, dis-ease, some degree of dissatisfaction. And we prefer to use the translation unsatisfactory. So it's looking at experience through the lens of knowing that it is unsatisfactory, that it does not give us lasting satisfaction. So if experience does not bring us satisfaction, how does knowing it free us or bring more ease to our minds and hearts? How can we experience more peace from seeing in that way? Because that's what we want. And you have in your intention so beautifully shared this intention of finding peace, finding more peace. So that's where, what we're moving towards. So we'll be presenting two ways in which to go about this way of looking, which I'll call easing the contraction being the first one. So part of what happens as we perceive anything, and Nathan spoke about any experience being a perception when he introduced us last night to this theme, is that any experience will be perceived, will be felt as pleasant, unpleasant, or neither, neutral. And when it's pleasant, we will naturally want more of it. If it's unpleasant, we will want to get away from it. So for example, if I experience the sun on my face as I cycle on my bicycle in a cool winter day like today, then I'll want to feel more of that sun's warmth as I cycle through the fields. It feels pleasant. I want more of it. But in that same cycle ride, if I approach the milk farm, which is around the corner from here, and I smell the cow dung, which is accumulating in a composting pile, I may circle around to avoid that. So avoiding it, avoiding the unpleasant felt sense of the smell that I perceive as being unpleasant. And if neither pleasant nor unpleasant are neutral, I may disconnect from experience and boredom may kick in. So we will be naturally relating to experience depending on this quality that we perceive, that we attribute to it. And as we practice with this way of looking, and I'll say a bit more about that, we're paying attention to this relationship that we have to experience. We're prioritizing the relationship and not the experience itself. Because really, it is the way we're relating that will bind us. So what tells me what my relationship is? And we have been inviting in the guided meditations, but also encouraged outside of the formal meditation periods to really bringing care to settling the mind, settling the body. And as we do that, we begin to notice when this aversion or craving is present, this pushing away of experience or pulling towards. We notice that by noticing that there is a contraction in the body. It could be the shoulders tense up, the jaw contracts, or there is a knot in the belly, the chest is tense, or the breathing is more shallow. Or even more subtly, in meditation, we may notice the space of attention just contracts. Our attention becomes narrow. So noticing that, noticing and becoming sensitive to that presence of the pushing and pulling, rejecting, holding on, applying this way of looking, we're relaxing it, relaxing the contraction, the sense of feeling the dukkha of it is really coming from this tensing up, from this contraction that we can notice in the body. So getting sensitive to the presence of pushing and pulling through the contraction, that we notice. And as a second step, relaxing it, relaxing the contraction, easing the contraction. And then noticing, how does it feel in the body? How does it feel when it is relaxed? So really we're developing this sensitivity more and more to this movement of the heart mind, of pushing, pulling, what it feels like, sensing into it, relaxing, and doing it over and over and over again. How does this aversion feel like? And how does it feel to relax it? If I feel a certain contraction in the body, and I feel the aversion to it, relaxing it. So I'll give you an example. As I sit in meditation, and I had not long ago a slip disc, and as I sit in meditation, if I start to feel that there is a certain pull in my back, in my lower back, the mind will start to have some thoughts about, oh, will I be able to sit, or this is getting worse, or just sitting will not be a good idea. There might be thoughts around that, the not liking of it, the aversion, the pushing away of that slight pull, and then the contraction that comes with it, that comes with that pushing away. And noticing that is suffering. That is suffering, that contraction. So relaxing it, relaxing that contraction, notice it eases. There is a certain relief that comes from that relaxation, a release, a calming. And all of a sudden that pulling at the back is no longer a problem. So there is that sense of the problem being in that relationship. So that will be the first way in which we'll be experimenting in this guided meditation. And the second one will be allowing. We'll call it allowing and welcoming. So as we notice and get sensitive to that pushing and pulling, getting close to the experience, we're opening to it. We're not so interested in the clarity about the experience, but just in giving it space, opening to that experience, and allowing it to be there. So allowing the experience, whether it's unpleasant or pleasant or neutral. So allowing, and again and again, opening up to the experience, quietening, therefore, the aversion to that may come, or even the craving, wanting something, that push and pull. If I want the bell to ring, if I absolutely want the bell to ring now, I will be feeling that in the body, feeling that experience, and I can open up to it and allow, welcoming that experience. And as we continue to practice with this way of looking, we will continue to explore the understanding that the suffering comes from the relationship. The thing by itself is not a problem, unless we make it a problem with the aversion, the clinging, the pushing away, the pulling. So I feel the suffering when there is the aversion, the clinging. As I allow it, some degree of freedom comes, some degree of relief, of release. So we need to feel the pain of the push-pull, of the aversion, the suffering that comes, and we need to feel the freedom that comes from the allowing. And when there is that allowing, the relationship relaxes, there is a letting go, and calmness comes into the being. Because pushing and pulling is what agitates the consciousness. So really noticing that calmness that comes into the being as there is that letting go and letting oneself enjoy it. The samadhi deepens because of that stillness. And as there is more stillness, there is also more sensitivity. So we begin by encouraging a certain degree of stillness so that we can notice this and be sensitive to these movements, to this relationship, to experience. And as we relax, then we also increase that sensitivity and maybe notice even subtler levels of pushing and pulling. And we can let go of that too and continue to deepen. So really the relaxing and the allowing, both of these are the opposites and will counter the usual reaction of pushing away and pulling towards, pushing away because of the unpleasantness, pulling towards because of the pleasantness. So this is a new way of looking that will counter the automatic usual reactions. And we may need some time, and we will begin this guided meditation with some time to gather the mind, heart, and body in samadhi, in well-being, around the anchor, whether it will be the body or the breath or sound. We will be encouraging some spaciousness and some kindness before we open up to explore these ways of looking. And also we may at times wish to apply one of these ways of looking precisely to enable the mind to settle and more ease to be present. For example, if there is a hindrance that is present, we need to bring in more ease into the being. So really seeing what is appropriate in each moment, as you hear my invitations. And of course, also feeling free to decide whether you wish to continue to gather the mind and body in samadhi, and then taking your time, really taking my suggestions as invitations and deciding what's appropriate for you. Okay, so I'll invite us to choose a meditation posture, whether sitting or lying down or standing, and taking care of our body, doing anything that needs to be done before we move into stillness for about 40 minutes. And finding our ground. And really occupying our space. Feeling the connection with what supports us, what supports the body. feeling welcomed. Feeling welcomed. Feeling the body being received as we settle in our posture. Inviting a certain degree of energization of the body, wakefulness, and also soothing and relaxing. Letting any tensions, contractions be released. Maybe going through the body one section at a time as we invite that quality of soothing, relaxing, letting the muscles of the face relax any tension around the eyes, around the mouth, released. Letting the jaw drop. Letting the throat and neck be supple. The shoulders and arms dropping. Relaxing the hands and fingers. Relaxing the chest and the back. Letting the breathing movements relax the belly. Relaxing the lower belly and hips. The buttocks are relaxed in the contact with the cushion or the chair. releasing any tensions in the legs, in the feet. Then letting the attention spread through the whole body. Inhabiting the body with awareness. And if we have a preference for sounds, letting the awareness be spacious and receive the sounds as they arrive at the hear door. Choosing what is most supportive of settling the attention right now for us. Letting the attention be wide and spacious. Receiving the experience moment by moment. Letting it stretch each time it becomes narrow or contracted, noticing it and spreading it again, letting the attention be spacious. Opening up the awareness. maybe noticing breathing, the whole body breathing in this open, spacious awareness of the whole body. Being receptive noticing the texture, the vibrations, the felt sense. Of experience. Noticing any degree of ease and well-being that might be present. From attending to the breath, the body, or sound. In this way. Letting that sense of well-being fill the body, fill the being. And encouraging it. Enjoying it. Dwelling in any sense of ease that might be present. Letting that be felt in the whole space of the body. Spacious attention. And as we feel a certain settledness, calm, ease, drawing in the attention to the field of body sensations, some will be pleasant, some unpleasant, and some sensations are neither pleasant nor unpleasant, just neutral. Maybe getting a sense of when there is some aversion, rejection, pushing away of unpleasant sensation. We feel that as a contraction somewhere, even if very subtle, a slight tension somewhere in the body. Or it might be the presence of grasping, wanting, craving, pulling towards, taking a few moments to notice how it feels. How that's reflected in the body as a contraction. And seeing if it's possible to relax the contraction, to invite an easing of the tension. Becoming sensitive. Sensitive to the contraction, then relaxing. Noticing and relaxing. And it may be quite gross, maybe an emotion, there may be thoughts. Or it may be very subtle, just a tiny bit of a contraction somewhere. Tiny tensing up somewhere in the body. Noticing it and relaxing. Then noticing noticing how it feels when it's relaxed. Any sense of release, of ease. It comes from relaxing the push and pull, relaxing the contraction. Letting the attention be spacious again. And opening up to experience. Letting the sensations be. As we move into the second way of looking, look a way of looking, of allowing, welcoming. Whether the experience is pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. Opening to and allowing. Fully welcoming. All experience in this spacious, open awareness. Any contraction from pushing or pulling, allowed, fully welcomed. Bringing in kindness, kind awareness that allows all experience, welcomes it all. Noticing the effect of allowing experience to be, noticing any degree of release, of relief, of ease, as we welcome fully welcome noticing if there is any subtler tensing up or contraction that can also be welcomed and allowed. By the kind, open attention. Anything that is felt or sensed, perceived in the field of our awareness, welcomed. Noticing the ease, if any, that comes from allowing all experience experience. And enjoying it. Noticing how it feels in the body. Taking it in. Also allowing that, also welcoming the pleasantness. Opening to it. Giving it space. Welcoming the ease, any sense of freedom that can be felt. So this is another way of looking that we've explored in stillness meditation. And before we go on to exploring it further in the movement meditation and in the in-betweens, I'll just say a couple of things about that. So the first thing is that it's really important to emphasize the settling of the attention, whether it's in the body, with the breath, with sound, and having some degree of settling and unifying body, heart, mind around well-being, and cultivating that gathering of the attention around well-being, around ease, for a good chunk of the time in the in-betweens. And as we move into the movement practice, which may take a form of walking meditation, or some other movement, really beginning with that settling into a quality of samadhi, a certain degree of settling. And when we feel we have settled, and it might be halfway through, it might be more than that, then choosing the way of looking, this way of looking. And of course, if you have connected more to the anicca way of looking and you really wish to continue that, you're more than welcome to. And if you wish to experiment with this one, you might also feel welcome to do that. So then, at times, some of the time, intentionally choosing the way of looking and noticing the contraction as we move, as we walk, any sense of contraction that might be present, and relaxing and noticing how that feels, or allowing it, letting it be, welcoming, and noticing the release, and giving each one a good chunk of time as you go through it. And in the in-betweens, it will be helpful to be intentional about it, meaning that really having a period when we might apply it to small contractions and not choosing the biggest contraction of all that is maybe you come across. But this is a practice, so we're choosing to practice it and exercise that way of looking with the smaller contractions as we practice being sensitized to it, allowing it or relaxing it, and noticing how that feels.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.